broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM. Ooh, sorry, the Vampire Mixtape.
Ooh. Vampire Boo Tape.
Oh, Jamie, your microphone was not even on.
They missed your joke.
Oh, shucks. Welcome to the Vancouver/Vampire Mixtape here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, one and only campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University.
Vancouver.
Oh, the Vancouver Mixtape.
Mixed die.
we'll workshop that one. That's right. It is the annual Halloween episode of the Vancouver Mixtape, the show where every week we bring you our very favorite local independent music from the Vancouver area, and once a year we bring you our favorite scary stuff. Oh wow, when I go scary it really gets loud.
Plays with the levels, baby. Dynamic, Jesse.
Yeah, actually these are not dynamic microphones. They are compressor.
Anyway, you yourself
condenser
you
mics. I am dynamic. I got a lot of range. As you may notice, or might not, depending on how you know things and perceive things, we are in the Burnaby studio, the spooky Burnaby studio. Spooky. Everything's going to be spooky tonight as we get you ready for Halloween, which according to my calculations is in less than 1 week, Mr. Jamie.
Oh my gosh, can you believe it, Jesse? What is it?
I've seen
is a flat circle, so they say. Is that applicable here? Probably not.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
I have seen lots of kids running around in outfits and costumes. I also saw adults. I had reason to cross Granville Street last night after 11 p.m. And let me tell you, it was raining, and there were lots and lots of people in costume, including two very... Katie was excited because there were two people dressed up as Mario and Luigi, but they were just wearing like a red shirt and a green shirt and then the hats and gloves.
Boo.
You gotta wear the overalls.
Okay. Knowing your habits, I assume you're not going out this year.
Wow.
What would be your go-to costume if I said, Jesse, we have to do mixtape in a costume tonight, which is what I said, and now we're wearing costumes.
I would wear... What would I do? It's been a while since I actually had a costume, and I used to love getting dressed up.
You did.
And I've kind of fallen away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Part of A, not having children, and B, not being of an age that I regularly go to Halloween parties anymore.
True, fair, reasonable.
I guess
we can get back to it if you want.
Well,
you did kind of put
me on the spot. Maybe I'd be a bowl of stew. You know, that's a good Halloween costume.
That's a good Jesse costume.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jamie?
Oh, I just do Donnie Darko every year.
I thought
it is the lowest bar.
I thought your spouse was doing Donnie Darko this year.
Yeah, when she does that, then I put on the sports apparel, and then I go, I'm a sport player.
Classic.
I phone it in, folks. So I'm not going to lie to you.
So Katie has this family on the internet that she follows a lot.
Creepy.
I don't know if you, Jamie, you know the pair of jeans that both Katie and I have, the Rudy Judes. They're made by the
Ginkgo adjacents.
Yeah, they're the mom of this family makes these pants. Anyway, they live in New England, in I think maybe Maine or whatever. Mm. Anyway, they kind of live like a vaguely off-grid lifestyle. They raise their kids. They like make their own toys and learn all sorts of things that you would think would be way too advanced for a kid. And you're like, no, that kid's like shucking oysters and he's 1 year old or whatever. Anyway, his costume this year was a mummy, but he handmade a sarcophagus.
Whoa!
Like a full-size sarcophagus with like gold inlay. And anyway, did this whole thing. She showed me the video of this kid having his Halloween party reveal. And his name's Diogo, And, you know, they roll out the sarcophagus. Everyone's like, whoa. And then he comes out and he's a mummy. And whoa. And everyone's like, cool. And then this kid is like, oh, hey, Diogo. And he's just dressed up as like a football player. And it just like never occurred to me that these children could have like regular friends. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, let's do that thing that I promised we would do at the beginning of the show, huh?
Where let's do it.
We play music.
Okay. Let's dig in.
So, some of the music you're going to hear tonight is kind of legitimately Halloween music. And some of it is just. Some of it is music by spooky sounding artists.
Ooh.
Or, vaguely, you could call it Halloween-related music by non-spooky artists. Anyway, our first one is, we started the show with them last week, and we said it would be the last time we ever played Japan Droids, and we lied.
We absolutely lied.
Because we forgot.
Jesse and I are going to be in our feelings at one point and feel the need.
To return.
Yeah, to return.
And we could have played off of this record, which is no singles. We could have played Darkness on the Edge of Gastown. That's kind of scary.
Ooh,
you know, but darkness. Instead... we are going to play Lucifer's Symphony. On the Vancouver, that was close.
Mix the Vancouver mixtape.
Yes.
Okay, you. Okay. I thought you would have been all in on that one, Jesse.
I'm all in on staking vampires. That was Lady Hawk. I'm a Witch off their record. No Can Do. Playing a all vinyl set for you there.
Whoa!
The benefits of being live in studio at our Burnaby location. I do want to just acknowledge, because I didn't off the beginning, because we got so caught up with coming up with a punny Halloween title for our episode, that this broadcast is being done from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hulkamilam and Squamish speaking peoples. And we're grateful to be able to do that. And we are just going to keep going and play music and not dwell on the fact that I did not take any time in that set to think about what my Halloween costume would be. We're just going to...
You're busy.
You know what? Maybe I can consult with our next artist, who is maybe the king of costumes when it comes to Vancouver's independent music scene.
And talk, I think you're right, yeah.
Whether it's just, you know, like the various personae that Jeff puts on for his different projects, or the constantly evolving visual identity of Devours. Jeff as Devours has a new track out now called Sword Swallower, Zendaya's Fortress, which isn't very, well, it's kind of scary, but not spooky enough for this this episode of the Vancouver Mix Stake.
We're trying to be much more cerebral and vicious in our horror themes.
Yeah, we also want to justify all the records that I carried up here. So we are going to play a track off of Devour's record Escape from Planet Devours, which A, is amazing. B, comes on this beautiful transparent splatter vinyl.
Like blood splatter.
Like blood splatter. And also starts off with the track... Poltergeist, which you can't get much scarier than that. Some people think that Poltergeist is the scariest movie of all time. Those people stopped watching movies in the 1990s, though. So,
that's a colossally bad take. So, if you have that take out there, folks, feel bad.
Watch scary movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And listen to this, which is, I'm going to say right now, scarier than the movie Poltergeist by Devours. Hear that crackle? Spooky.
Could have also done Freddy Krueger, Honeymoon Suite.
Not on this record.
No, but I'm just saying Devour songs.
Spooky.
I should have trusted my gut.